Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's Recovery Week 4. Praying persistently with God as our faith. Saturday related verses. Luke chapter 18, verse 8. I tell you that he will carry out their avenging quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For the righteousness of God is revealed in it out of faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall have life and live by faith. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians chapter 3, verses 22 and 26. But the Scripture has shut up all under sin, in order that the promise out of faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Verse 26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 19, yet a little while, and the world beholds me no longer, but you behold me. Because I live, you also shall live. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, indeed, we ourselves had the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 and 6. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and of those who had not worshipped the beast, nor his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Verse 6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no authority, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Suggested reading. When we were sinners, one day under God's sovereignty, we heard the preaching of the gospel, that is, the word of Christ. Through that hearing of the word, faith came into us. This faith brought us into a life union with Christ. This union is a kind of linking. Right after we received Christ into us as our Savior and life by being attracted by him, the divine grace, which is the consummated triune God, begins to abound in us. The first issue of the abounding of the divine grace is the linking faith, which is the living God moving in us to link us to all his unsearchable riches. This linking faith is the measure according to which God dispenses into us his superabounding grace to meet our need. Such a faith is the indicator of the living of the Christ-pursuing God-man, which is the real expression of the consummated God in Christ as his embodiment for the building up of the organic body of Christ to be the organism of the consummated triune God. So such a faith constitutes the overcomers for the satisfaction of Christ's desire. The linking faith is the divine requirement for the overcomers to meet Christ in his triumphant return. This is based upon Luke chapter 18, verse 8, where the Lord said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Today, the entire world is unbelieving. Where is faith today among not only the Gentiles, the pagans, but also among the Jews, the Catholics, the Protestants, and the Pentecostal people? If the Lord came today, where could he find faith? Nearly no one on this earth is believing. But by his mercy in the past years, through Brother Nee's leadership, we have been brought into a situation of learning not to trust in ourselves for anything, but to believe that our God is everything. I hope that when the Lord comes back, he can find you and me as the believing ones, who always trust in him, not in ourselves, and who always have no assurance in ourselves. Our full assurance is in him. This is the linking faith. This faith qualifies the overcomers. It is the divine requirement for you and me as the overcomers to meet Christ in his triumphant return. People may say concerning us, they can do nothing. They only say, "O Lord, amen, hallelujah." When they come together, they say, "Lord Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen." This is all that they can do. This is because we are only for Christ himself. We are not for big miracles, big works, or big careers. When the Lord comes back, he is expecting to find such people. Christ expects to find, at his coming back, the ones who live by the linking faith. Christ expects to find us as his hidden overcomers. We are now making ourselves ready for that day. To make ourselves ready is to become an overcomer who is always linked by the living faith with the triune God. Every day, morning and evening, you have to say, "Lord, I praise you that from morning to evening I am linked to you. There is a living faith that links me with you so that I live you, walk with you, and live with you. I am one with you just as you are one with me." This is the qualification for you to be an overcomer, to meet Christ at his coming back.